We talked a couple of weeks ago about an experience that Gord Peiser, the doc, shared with us on the program, a story that involving a young man who he took out fishing. Him and his mom went out fishing with Doc and Liam. The young man has cancer, and he had wanted to fish with Doc for some time, and Doc made it happen, a dream come true. Joining us now to fill in all of the blanks, and there are lots of them for sure, is Linda and Dustin Moncrief, who had an opportunity to spend a day on the ice with Doc. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good morning, Angelo.
Doing great. And listen, first of all, before we go anywhere, we so much appreciate you taking the time this morning to join us. Can't tell you enough. When the story first broke, Doc sent me a quick email prior to that week's episode and unfolded this remarkable story and how uplifted he felt having shared some time with both of you. But more importantly, it gave him a totally new perspective on the importance of the outdoors and fishing. And it's funny how sometimes, you know, I know, Dustin, you probably think right now how fortunate you were to have the doc there take you out fishing. He feels even more fortunate than yourself, and that's important to note here. Tell us, if you can recap that whole trip with Gord and Liam, if you could, first of all.
Well, maybe I'll start with this one, Angelo. First, Dustin's biggest passion is fishing, and he's not been able to get on the lake for a long time, and he's been struggling here. So when I first brought him out in the lake just over a month ago, we only got out about maybe a kilometer out, and then we had to turn around because Dust wasn't well enough to carry on. And then the next time, about a week later, we went out again and were able to spend a little bit of more time out there. And we actually ended up catching one fish. And so then I had an idea. I know Gord's wife quite well, and I emailed her and asked if she thought Gord might give us a little hint as far as where I could take Dusty on the lake and be able to actually catch a few fish, and if he knew of a hot spot that we could get to that was manageable for me to do. And the response was the next day directly from Gord saying, I'll take Dustin out fishing. And the day was magic.
Dustin, you obviously you've had a passion for fishing, I'm going to assume, since you were a little wee guy?
For most of my life, yeah.
How long have you had this illness?
I got diagnosed officially February last year, so February 2018, but I was sick before that since about November 2017.
So since 2017. How are you feeling now, by the way?
A little better. Still not 100%, obviously, but definitely a lot better than I was even a few weeks ago.
Well, good for you on that part of it, for sure. So your day with the doc, what was the biggest thing you took away from that?
Just all the knowledge he has of everything. He was teaching me all new techniques with the flasher to jigging to just everything, setting up the ice shack, drilling the holes. Just he had a different technique on everything, and it was just really neat to learn what he does out there and how he does it.
Did you have fishing information overload?
Yeah. It was fishing talking all day. It was very nice.
I talk to him once a week here on the program, and I get overload every time he's on the program. The man is just a wealth of knowledge, and he epitomizes, you know, fishing and the outdoors, and it's great that that you spend some time with him. I want to talk to you a little more about the disease itself, and I want you also to talk to anybody listening to this program that may be in the same position as you. And maybe, you know, sometimes by helping others, we help ourselves. And I'd like to take the opportunity to have you do exactly that, to reach out and maybe help some, just one person that's listening to this program that may be down in the dumps about life in general. But I want you to hold on to that thought if you could. I do have to take a quick break. If you guys could just be patient with us one more time. We'll be back right after this. On the line with us is Linda and Dustin Moncrief. Linda's mom to Dustin, and Dustin was recently out with the duck fishing and enjoying a wonderful day and putting away his troubles of the moment, which is a rare form of cancer. We'll talk at length about that and the experience he had when we come back. Don't you dare go away. More Journal after this.
Ah, son! Roland Martin here, TV show host and bass tournament winner. You know, when I travel, I'm constantly asked about my biggest fish I've ever caught. Well, my biggest fish was an 875-pound bluefin tuna caught with none other than Angelo Viola in Nova Scotia just a couple years ago.
You got him, buddy!
Now, you listen to Angelo on the Outdoor Journal radio show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. He'll put you on where to go and how to catch your biggest fish ever.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie. We have Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, all at your beck and call, shepherding you through the outdoors this wonderful weekend. Any weekend is a wonderful weekend if you have an opportunity to get outdoors. On the line with us, special guests, Linda and Dustin Moncrief. We originally heard about them a few weeks ago. The doc, Gord Pizer, broke a story on this program about his day with Dustin out fishing. Dustin has been diagnosed with a very rare form of brain cancer. He is 17 years old and has had a passion for fishing from the time he was just a wee tot. And sometimes, as I said to Justin before that break, sometimes helping others helps yourself. Justin, what can you tell somebody listening right now about being in a similar position that you were in that might help them?
I'd say that the biggest thing for me was just not to give up. There was days that I just wanted to lay in bed and was sick, but I decided to get up and at least try to get out fishing or do something. You just can't really give up. That's the biggest thing, I think.
We had a gentleman on this program a couple of years ago. Zach Miller was his name, and yep. He was in a very similar position that you are right now, and a crazy, crazy angler. And it was interesting to share the day with him here in the studio. I've talked to him a couple of times since. I've talked to his mother. He uses fishing as his medicine. You know, he uses it as a reason to get up every day and how important that is to him. And I'm sure you're kind of going down that same path right now. I know that the experimental drugs that you've been on were suspended due to some side effects. So what are they doing now? What are you doing now to keep it in check? Or are you just self-medicating, if you will?
I actually just finished 7 weeks of radiation back about 5 weeks ago. So I actually have an MRI this Tuesday to find out if that worked or what's going on. So
okay. Now, I understand, talking to folks, you have spent some time at Hawk Lake Lodge?
Yeah, I actually guided there for 2 years, and we have a cottage right on the lake.
You know, I was there a couple of years ago shooting, huh?
Yeah, I know that. I got to see your boat one night, but you and Pete weren't there, unfortunately. So.
Oh, wow.
That was a bit unfortunate.
What do you think of FNC1?
I loved it. That was probably the neatest boat I've ever seen.
It is. You know, every day I get in that boat and punch down the throttle and go racing around the lake and then stop and do some fishing, I always look it back because I'm always on the deck when I'm fishing. I always look back and say, oh, my God, is this thing even real? It's just insane.
He sometimes goes in the back and just turns on the light and stares at it for a couple of
hang
hours.
I'll go in the shop and just hang out with it. Exactly. I mean, it's just crazy. Listen, are you going to be up at the cottage this summer?
Yeah, for sure.
How would you like to come out and do a Fishing Canada episode with us?
That would be an absolute dream.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We're scheduled to be at Hawk Lake this year. I don't know the dates right now, but I know that we're scheduled to shoot with Ted and his staff up there. Why don't you come in and be our guest for a day and get on a Fish in Canada episode? Maybe we can tell this remarkable story to everybody across the country rather than just folks here in the GTA.
That'd be amazing. Thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite well. I'm telling you right now, I'm tingly. This was not prompted. This was not set up. I knew that you were somewhere around the area of Hawk Lake. I'd heard that. I didn't realize you had a cottage right there. And I know we're going to be there shooting. And so I just, this just came out. And I feel fantastic for having done it live with you here on the air. And I look forward to spending some time with you, young man.
I look forward to spending time with you as well. Thank you very much.
Dustin, once again, and Linda, we really appreciate you sharing this remarkable story with us, and hopefully we'll be a part of the story for a long, long time. I have a good feeling about that.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Angelo. And I also want to just say once again that what Gord and Liam did for us a couple weeks back was just magic.
It's funny how things like that happen, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I've always said, and I maintain, good things happen to good people. And sometimes you may not think that when you're in the midst of that thunderstorm, but the sun does come out. Believe me.
Absolutely. And it's shining bright today.
Thank you, folks. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Dustin and Linda, we'll be in touch with you regarding some scheduling issues. But, yeah, I look forward to spending some time on the bow of FNC1 with you, buddy.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right, Matt. Linda, Dustin Moncrief from the Kenora area. And, wow. That's how exciting is that?
That's going to be a good episode. I'm looking forward to
insanity,
it.
Insanity, man. Oh, man. Anyways, that's how things roll here.